Welcome back to Niagawani. I'm Nabila Khalida, taking over from my colleague Nina Rosman, and we'll start with a news update of Turkey's earthquake. The number of people killed in Turkey and Syria after the earthquakes has risen to at least 12,049. Earlier, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the Turkish president, said the toll in his country had risen to 9,057. Istanbul Stock Exchange operators suspended trading for 5 days until 15 February in an unprecedented step and cancelled all trades from Wednesday in the wake of earthquakes. To discuss further on this via Google Meet right now is Dr. Jim Oiva, Senior Lecturer in Economics, School of Accounting, Finance and Economics, University of Greenwich. All right, first of all, Doctor, maybe you can share the latest economic situation in Turkey, especially during the post-pandemic recovery phase.
First of all, Turkey, you're right, Turkey has been trying to recover from a significant currency crisis, which is due to the some of the policies of central bank, which is followed by high inflation. And currently, according to the official numbers, the inflation rate is around 57. And a lot of the other sources claim that this number is an underestimation. The government sources are not predicting correct numbers. There are some independent sources that calculate this number as even over 100%. And especially the working classes were affected very much from this currency shock. We see a significant erosion of salaries and changing income distribution in favor of the capital owners from working people, working class. The worst thing is that, like, even though Turkey had experienced a significant currency crisis, the fragilities in Turkey still continue. In January, Turkey gave around $14 billion trade deficit, which is a record for in country's history. So it seems like even the current situation in Turkey doesn't seem to be sustainable. And even before the earthquake, currency shock, another currency shock is expected.
Doctor, we understand that Turkey's economy has already been struggling with a massive currency devaluation in recent years, and the official inflation is at a staggering of 60%. So the major earthquake will definitely add pressure on the country's economy recovery. But the question is, how bad can the economy has been affected?
The current economic situation, you have to consider that the earthquake itself is a big loss of wealth for the country. This is having an effect like another economic crisis, because the earthquake demolished numerous buildings, parts of several cities were demolished entirely. Thousands of people are sleeping outside now. They lost their homes, and many people basically lost their jobs. Probably because it's not only houses that were demolished, the shops under those houses, the hotels were demolished. One thing that we could say is that we didn't see here about a lot of factories that were demolished in the region, at least not yet. The region is not a region which manufacturing industry is located. So the damage in terms of that is relatively less, but we see ports, airports in the region that were also demolished. In terms of recovery, it's hard to see, therefore, the outcomes, but I have to say that this is like an extra shock on top of the already ongoing impoverishment in the country.
Talking about economic recovery, right? The main issue is how much money will be required for the reconstruction of the region and whether it will be doable with the local credit. So maybe you can share, Doctor, where can the core economic source be obtained for the people in the Southeast Turkey?
Well, Southeastern Turkey, compared to the rest of the country, is a relatively poorer part of the country, first of all. There is in some textiles industry and some other industries around Gaziantep region, I would say. But the most of the Southeastern Turkey's economy is based on the services sector and agriculture. And you're right, tourism could be an important source in some of the cities. It could be an important source of income. And unfortunately, of course, with the psychological effect of the earthquake, there will be some decline in the tourism revenues in the region. I mean, it has different sources of tourism revenues. For instance, Hatay itself is a city of different civilizations, and it has a big food culture. It has some historical stuff that you could visit, which currently we hear the news that a large part of Hatay was entirely demolished. Of course, like, people will be hesitant to go to Southeastern Turkey for a period of time after this earthquake.
Looking at the recent earthquake, it has actually exceeded the magnitude of 1999 earthquake near Istanbul. And villages were destroyed, towns were destroyed, economies are affected, and the life infrastructure like gas, electricity, water, pipelines, oil, all disrupted. So basically, the entire sections of major Turkish cities in the region has been wiped out. So what are the sectors that were mostly impacted by the recent earthquake, and what's the supply chain situation like there?
Well, thankfully, we don't see a lot of news on demolished factories now. So it seems like, at least in terms of manufacturing industry, we are not seeing a huge impact. But as I discussed, tourism will be affected. And you should think that, of course, these are cities that are mainly based on agriculture and services. So there will be basically a lot of the shops, hotels were basically demolished. So the activities on there will be affected. Of course, like the reconstruction in the region will create some demand. These buildings should be reconstructed. So we will be seeing some activity in the construction sector followed by this. But we have to again repeat that there's a big already, like, regardless of extra effects of the earthquake itself led to a huge loss of wealth.
If we look back at the 1999 earthquake, Turkish tourism revenue declined by 40%, with the tourism revenue is at about 4 to 6% of Turkish GDP. And the recent earthquake have badly damaged various cultural attractions. So, what's your outlook on Turkey's tourism sector in the future?
Okay, you're right. Turkey this year has experienced, like any other Mediterranean country, a very good year in terms of tourism. And this is one of the reasons that stopped the depreciation of the currency during the summer, at least for now, after a massive currency shock. So tourism is currently important for Turkey. Southeastern Turkey is not the main location in terms of tourism. But there are tourists coming to southeastern Turkey from different places, from outside Turkey too. The main tourism locations are Istanbul and Antalya or Muğla, I mean more like south western Turkey. However, unfortunately, this earthquake has been on the news everywhere in the world, so it will probably have a psychological effect on the foreign tourists that would like to visit Turkey, even though there isn't anything happening in Istanbul currently, at least, although there are also earthquake regions or southwestern Turkey. People from outside Turkey will be hesitant on visiting Turkey, which unfortunately will affect the tourism revenues, and which will be crucial in terms of not being able to close the current account deficit, and I think it will make the economic situation even worse.
Right, separately, massive earthquakes in Turkey this recent will add to the billions of dollars of spending to Ankara's budget and cut economic growth by up to 2 percentage points this year. So as the government faces huge rebuilding ahead of tight elections, so moving forward, what needs to be the focus of Turkish government post-earthquake in terms of economic recovery especially?
First of all, before everything, the first priority is rebuilding the cities and providing proper help to the thousands of people that lost their lives and their families. I could also make a call from here to Malaysian people for help to people who are suffering from earthquake. Because people in the region really need everybody's help in terms of food, in terms of shelter, in terms of heaters, in terms of any basic needs. Apart from that, the government should have priorities that it should focus on. First of all, inflation rate is extremely high, and it's currently leading to a significant erosion of real salaries. The poverty in Turkey has been increasing significantly, and also this latest currency crisis already led to a huge increase in the income inequality. So there is parts of Turkey economic crisis where the majority of the country basically lost their real incomes. So I think and policies that would redistribute income towards those who really need help and towards those whose incomes have eroded in the last few years.
And that is Dr. Jerome Oyvar, Senior Lecturer in Economics, School of Accounting, Finance and Economics, University of Greenwich. Thank you for your thorough insight.